Welcome to Tech Talk with me, David Dundee. If you have questions or want to find out more about something, drop me a line, david@fmr.co.za, and you can find me on @DavidDundee on most social media channels. That's DavidDundee, and the podcast on fmr.co.za, as always. If you have heard me on Fine Motoring yesterday morning, you'd be aware that my brother and I are off to Africa north of our borders by motorcycle. By the time you hear this, the podcast of that should be up on fmr.co.za if you want to go listen. Now, this isn't motoring, this is tech, so here's the tech I am taking with me and my brother. So far, I leave in 7 more sleeps. We have a Spot X satellite emergency device, 2 BMW GSA 1250s. I have a Helite airbag vest. Yes, there is such a thing, a separate review to follow, but essentially it has a tether to the bike, and if you separate from the bike with a force over 30 kilograms, it will inflate, protecting you and your neck. With a bit of luck, and you can repack it with a fresh CO2 cartridge and keep reusing it. My riding suit is a BMW Rally, and I have boots by Liat and knee braces by Pod, and those aren't making me feel happy and comfy just yet. We have tools specific to the bike from Flying Brick by Desert Fox, and extra fuel bladders by the same. A couple of trusty Leathermans, bike intercoms by Cardo. Mine is Nolan helmet with auxiliary brake lights built into it based on an accelerometer. So if you slow down without touching your brakes, but bikes slow down quite quickly, your brake lights come on warning those behind you. We have Australian-made tyres by a company called Motaz that are rumoured to last more than 10,500 kilometres of our trip, and they are very much off-road oriented. The bikes have a mix of protective armour by various companies, and we have BMW GPSs and our phones. Our luggage is varied, a combo of hardtop boxes and soft panniers by various companies, and Tracks for Africa has kindly sponsored digital maps and apps for the trip. We have lightweight backpacking tents and sleeping gear from various manufacturers that we hope to very seldom use, and an MSI multi-fuel stove that we feel the same way about. Due to space and weight restrictions, I won't take coffee makers and grinders, which I normally travel with, but sachets of pour over coffee. To keep it interesting, we are going a slightly circuitous route, Cedarburg, Northern Cape, Namibia, and that's Namibia, which is almost the whole of it except for the Honab. We'll turn right through the Kaprivi Strip, where we'll head into Botswana, and finally Zambia, with our top destination being the Royal Livingston Hotel, and then we'll come back down through Zim, Golden Gate, and then hopefully Coffee Bay and the Garden Route. So the long and the short of it, if you've got any hints, tips, advice, equipment recommendations, they're all welcome. We'll try to keep it rubber side down and shiny side up. I'll post to social media where I can, and keep listening for news from the road. I welcome offers from suppliers for additional useful tech or safety gear. That's it. If you've got questions, you want to find out more about something, or just to comment or connect, david@fmr.co.za. And if you want to follow the trip, or just generally, @DavidDundee on most social media channels. That's DavidDundee, and the podcast on fmr.co.za.